Behind every planner, there's a person. Behind every person, there's a story. Join me each Friday on Planner Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica McWilliams. I want to know the stories planner people possess. I'll guide my guests to reveal just a bit more about their personal lives than pretty paper and productivity. But of course, we relish in that too. Please welcome my next guest.
Favorite daughter, Emily.
You and I wouldn't have ever met if I had never done this. You know, like, I don't know if I would have ever been a planner, like, decorative planner person, and put my life on the internet and found all these groups if it wasn't for YouTube.
Hi guys, I'm a Shipt ambassador. That means you can use the special promo code PLANPOD10 for $10 off your first order at Shipt.com and 2 weeks off your annual membership. For every one of my listeners that signs up with Shipt.com, I also receive $10. So this is a great way to help keep the podcast running. Shipt is a same-day delivery service that's spelled S-H-I-P-T because it's a cool app. And they can't be bothered for two P's and an E-D. Shipt.com. Use the promo code PLANPOD10. Thanks for your support. On today's show, I have with me everybody's favorite daughter, Emily, from Favorite Daughter Emily. Welcome to my show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jess. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so, like, proud of you about this podcast. This is such a cool and unique idea. And I'm just so excited to hear all of your interviews.
Oh, thanks. I'm actually looking forward to hearing them too a little bit. I'm learning so much, Emily. It's serious. Like, I kind of started thinking, like, let's get other people's stories out there. And that's my motto, right? Behind every planner, there's a person. And behind every person, there's a story. And I just kind of realized I was looking at all these pictures of planners. And sometimes I would zoom in, you know, with like the forefinger and thumb, like on an iPhone. Like, what? So what's going on in their life? And I was like, what is going on in their life? I want to know what's happening. So what's happening with you right now? Anything you've been up to recently?
So many things. I am busy, busy, busy. I have been putting out lots more content recently and kind of changing the trajectory of my channel. And I've been trying to do that kind of systematically throughout the years. And I think it's great to, like, just, you know, give fresh content. But I'm actually pre-planning, like, into like late October right now for videos. So I haven't filmed any of them, but it's just like, you know, I'm just like, I got my creative juices going. So it's like, let's just keep going with it. So yeah, that's kind of what's going on
here,
right?
Way.
It's like, when you're motivated, just do it. People ask all the time, like, oh, how do you get motivated? I'm like, I don't know. You just, like, turn on some gangster rap and just, like, do it. So
yeah. What is that saying? Like, hair in a bun, gangster rap on, getting it done.
Absolutely.
Or something like that.
So true. It's like, okay, turn the TV off, like, put the laptop away and just, like, give yourself 20 minutes and just do it. Like, have 5 or 6 songs and you'd just be impressed about what you get done, like reorganizing your bathroom cabinets or, like, whatever you're doing in life. So it's like, just do it. It's going to be all right. You'll get it done.
What does your side-eye, judgy fluffball Doyle, your ever-present Sheba dog, think of all these? Has he noticed a change? Like, are you just filming a lot more, or is he just like, whatever, give me my treats and blanket?
Basically, yeah, like, just pay attention to me. Since I have been out of, like, normal full-time work for a little while and I've been home, he has been dragging me around on lots of additional walks recently. But that's, you know, it's a good and a bad thing. It's good that he's, you know, almost 12 and getting lots of exercise, but then bad where it's like, hey, dude, I got to do something. Like, I'm losing daylight hours. Like, let's get on with this. So, yeah. But as soon as, like, he gets home and gets his treat, gets a little water, he goes upstairs and lays on one of the beds. And I don't hear from him until he, you know, wants to go outside again. I do actually have a stamp where if you order from me, it's a stamp that says Doyle has judged this order, and it has an outline, like a silhouette of a Sheba, and I stamp it on the bottom of everyone's packing slip, and people just think that's, like, the funniest thing ever. I know. I'm like, well, he's judged your order and it went out, so I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, it's part of the package. Definitely. It's time in my show for What's in Your Bag. Help us get to know you better and have a deep dive into your bag.
All right. Well, currently in my bag, I have done something new that I think people might be excited about. I actually just got a new wallet, which means that I've updated my cash clip system into a cash envelope system. And the video might even be up before this podcast. I'm not sure. So it's actually from Target, the wallet that I got. I'm like, I literally have it in front of me. So if you hear any like weird noises, that's what it is. But yeah, I have that in my wallet and always chapstick. Always chapstick in
like,
my bag.
Are you brand loyal? Like, are you thinking like chapstick, not like Burt's Bees or Carmex or just like some sort of lip rejuvenator?
You used to be a huge fan, and I still am a huge fan of like the Carmex. And I know that's like supposed to be like bad or something. I mean, I think everything in like moderation or whatever. But I loved those Carmex pots as a teenager, the ones you like dip your grubby fingers into.
And like sniff it.
Oh, it's so good. But I don't like dipping my fingers into things for like, you know, bacteria and stuff. But I get the other Carmex ones and I wear them once in a while, like the squeezy tubes, but it just isn't the same satisfaction. So you know, it's like you're getting into the mind of Emily here and it's going to be a wild ride, guys. But I actually like the chapstick of choice is usually like Nivea brand. I feel like a lot of those are really good. I like some of the minty cooling ones. And I think there's one that's like a honey one that's really good that I like, and Nivea. So actual chapstick, I don't really like just because it's like it leaves a film and it just like, I don't know, it's like a problem for me. But I don't know. Nivea is probably my favorite. So yeah. And then I've got my keys and I don't know, pens, of course. I mean, like, what kind of planner girl would I be if I didn't have like 17 pens at all any given time? So, I also have an Erin Condren reusable tote in my bag. Those are like my new jam. I mean, I clearly have like a million of them in my car, but I always have one in my purse just in case. And actually, recently at the Minnesota Planner Summer event that I just went to, I used it because we got all this swag and all these different things. And I had like a binder and a pouch and like other pouches and stuff from the D-stash table and all this other stuff. I'm like, gosh, it's so awkward to like walk to my car with. I'm like, oh, I have a reusable tote. I'm going to use this. I know. So I love them. They're so lightweight and they're easy to just like throw in your bag. So it's like totally my jam.
Well, thanks for letting us take a look inside your bag. And it got meta. It was like bags inside of bags inside of bags.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a big thing.
You are a work-at-home full-time YouTuber. So what events led up to you being this favorite daughter Emily identity online?
Sure. So if we want to talk about how full-time YouTube happened, we don't have to go back too far. So earlier in the year, the job that I was at, my position was eliminated and, you know, the company was going through some financial things and I was, you know, first one in, first one out. And that's just, you know, a lot of corporate mentality of what happens sometimes. But really, just hard work prior to that, I've been online sharing content for 4 years now. And I wasn't like good at it in the beginning. And sometimes I feel like I'm not good at it now, but I think you're just your own worst critic of things. But I think a lot of it had to be like building the community of supportive people. Like I would much rather have less subscribers that actually watch my content than people that just subscribe and want to watch, but then like never come back and don't engage and things like that. Also, another thing that's really helped me out is just making good financial choices before the layoff. Just because if I wasn't in a good financial state, I would have never been able to do this.
Right. So that's a good advice. If any of my listeners are like, oh, I don't need this job or school or whatever, I'm just going to be an online influencer, which may or may not be true for them. But there's this other side, like your career side of you. And they might not be seeing, now you happen to be into planning and budgeting, so sometimes you do share that side of you too. But I'm just thinking of like, I don't know, like a 19-year-old someone be like, see, I can do it too. Which again, I don't want to diminish someone's dreams from trying that, but there's
right
this undercurrent of hard work before or hard work coinciding.
Yeah, and it's hard work still. I mean, it's hard to find new ideas and to stay relevant and to stay fresh. And that's like a whole nother catalyst of a problem that you have your own internal struggle as a content creator, because it's all creative and it's not for everybody. And I know that I listened to, have you listened to Cindy's new podcast, Cindy Gunter-Baldo, The Uncurated Life? Oh my God, I love
it.
Yes. And she talks a lot about, you know, she's got teenagers and they see what being a full-time YouTuber is for her. And, you know, a lot of, you know, high schoolers and teenagers are like, oh yeah, I just want to be a YouTuber and make all this money. Like all, they see all these young people doing, and it's not glamorous work. It's very challenging in a lot of different ways. To tell you about kind of the downsides of it, I actually just recently watched this YouTube video, and some of your viewers might know about this person. Her name is Gabby Hanna. It's her vlog channel, and she actually is The Gabby Show. That's her main channel. I'm not like a big fan of hers. Like, I don't really watch her content, but I saw it, this video, and it's called Roast Yourself Harder Challenge, and then in parentheses, diss track. She breaks down being a YouTuber so incredibly well. There is this whole funny part of it where it's like very entertaining and, you know, like, oh, my views are down. Like, I'm got to chop all my hair off. And like, there's this whole thing about it. Like, it's just to get views. I mean, because these full-time YouTubers aren't making, you know, 30, 50 grand a year. I mean, they're making in the hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and up into the millions of dollars with sponsorships. I mean, there is a lot of money to go around, and I am clearly nowhere near that level. But when those views are down, it gets very depressing. And then like at the very kind of not the end of the video, but almost like three quarters of the way through, she completely flips it and talks a lot about like, you know, you guys think it's so funny that I hate myself, and you guys think it's so funny that I'm like have anxiety and I'm depressed all the time and I'm all alone every single weekend. And it's so true. Like, I watched it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to cry. You know,
it's like somebody finally understood or had the same lens and perspective at life that just really resonated with you.
Totally. Because it is a very isolating job, yet everyone sees you and you're like, oh, they must have so many friends and they must have so many plans and so many things. And it's like, not really. Like, I'm just, we're all just normal people and we all have feelings about things. But, you know, there's so much that goes unsaid because there is lots of like, one of my things I want to talk about too is like self-censorship. That's a huge thing for me because how I am in real life with my family and close friends is not how I am on the internet. However, it is who I am on the internet, but yet not really. It's like, where do I start and Favorite Daughter Emily begin and vice versa? Because they're two different people, yet they're the same. And this is getting like really deep. So
no, this is what this platform is all about. I'm glad you are able to tap into those because this is what we really, I don't know. I think it just deepens the experience of being part of a community. You know, we can support each other like, yay, you got all those views and yay, aren't you having a fun trip? And yay, you get to be great at all your content. But then it's like, well, how are you really? Please never apologize. Absolutely continue.
And you work all the time. You don't stop. I mean, from the minute you wake up, my dog wakes me up around 6 o'clock every day because he wakes up with the sun and he's just weird like that. So we go out, we go take a long walk. And by the time I get home, my 6 a.m. video that I've already, you know, preloaded is up and ready to go. So I'm going online, I'm sharing links, I'm checking AdSense, making sure that I'm going in the right way and not the wrong way. And it's like, you don't turn it off and social media never stops. You know, the messages never stop. The comments never stop, you know, and that's on lots of different platforms, not just YouTube, you know, Instagram, Facebook, direct messages from all different categories. Also like product placement, you know, emails and things like that. I mean, it just never stop. So,
well, it's a company, essentially. It's every aspect of the company you are doing yourself. So whether it be even things like you often mentioned, you know, your tax preparation gal, having meetings with them, having like setting up your healthcare, your HR for yourself.
Totally.
But there's nowhere to file a complaint because it's just look in the mirror.
Yeah. No, like I'm just going to like get mad at myself. And you do, you get upset with yourself that like sometimes you just can't do everything you want to do in a day. And it's difficult. And, you know, how do I authentically be me on the internet with still appealing to a mass audience? And that's sometimes a real struggle. And I want to touch on many conversations I had over at Go Wild this past year. And I am planning on going to Go Wild next year. So if you see me, say hello, because I don't know what you look like. I mean, Jess, I know what you look like, but... because I don't know what they look like. But anyways, there were so many comments that... basically it was the same quote over and over, and it was, thank you for being so real. And I was kind of taken aback by that. I'm like, who, what are you talking about? They're like, oh, well, you know, I watch all these other YouTubers or influencers on Instagram, and it just seems so pretty, and it seems so fake, and it seems so product placement-y and sponsored. And they're like, even if you're doing that in your content, I don't see it. And I'm like, well, I am doing it. There's no smoke and mirrors on my channel, man. Like, I am not about hiding something that says hashtag ad on your Instagram thing. And no shade to people that do that, but it's just not like how I've built my audience. So that is a little difficult for me. But, you know, when people over and over and over and over and over.
Oh, I was like, really? Like, I've met you several times.
They're just like, thank you for so much for being you and being real. And you're exactly how I thought you would be. Like, now meeting you and talking to you for a few minutes. I'm like, well, that is so sad that people think that all these other content creators online are just these basically like manufactured bots that are doing it all for a paycheck. And I know that there's lots of them, and I'm sure I watch lots of them, but you know, how to creatively integrate that into your online presence, I think is a real difficult thing. And people don't want to feel like they're being shoved an ad, even though if they're watching Jeopardy, they don't really mind watching the 3.5 minutes.
Well, you tell us you're doing it.
Like, an ad. So,
you know, like, it's just like, well, this is what this is.
It's just like that authenticity on the internet is so hard. And it's something that I struggle with a lot because it's like, oh, I don't want to put that in. That's like going too far. But I'm like, but is it? Because that's really who I am. But most of the time I edit it out because I'm like, I don't know. And usually if I do leave that one little portion in where I was kind of debating, that's the one thing that I get not hate on in the comments, but it just gets a lot in the comments of like, well, I didn't know that about you, or that's kind of strange, or that's really weird, or hey, I do that too, or whatever. Like, it's just like, ooh, do I want to share? I don't know. Like, what, where's the limit of sharing?
People are drawn to that real life stuff because
I could talk about this topic for hours.
They know it's not a fairy tale and they can relate, maybe, right? Or even my listeners, they are drawn here because I think even for millennia, human beings love stories. I mean, pre-writing, they verbally story told. That's how history got passed down. Mm-hmm. Do bring a value to the world and to the community. And I want to thank you for that. You choose to share that. And that comes with a lot of...
yeah.
Extra stuff to deal with, you know, that just as a woman, as an individual, as a human, you may not have to deal with in any other capacity in your life. And like you said, yes, you signed up. Yes, you understand. You're not naive into thinking like, I don't understand what they said. I'm weird. You know, like, you have to have a thick skin.
For sure. That is like a main thing you do, because not everyone's going to like you, and you need to be okay with that. And that's just like with life, you know, you're not going to appeal to everybody, and that's all right. Cause I don't necessarily want to appeal to everybody, but I also don't want to, offend anyone. Not that I really have a lot of judgmental opinions. I mean, that's what my dog does, not me.
Not a judged by Emily stamp coming soon.
Very inclusive. It's like, you know, you do you, girl. Like, whatever works for you and your family, like, do it, you know? It's like, no problem. I mean, people used to comment when I used to share my income, which I no longer do, and they would get down on themselves that they didn't make as much money as me. But, you know, we were in a different environment. They lived in a different area and they had different sets of skills. They might have been, like, you know, going to school full time and working a part time job. It's like, you know, this can be done with someone making $20,000 a year, working part-time or even full-time, to people making millions of dollars. It doesn't matter. Like, we all spend our money in different ways. And you getting down on yourself that you don't make as much money as I do doesn't make you less of a person, you know? And even if you make more money than me, doesn't make me less of a person. It's not about that. It's about making the best choice for you and trying to achieve your goals, whatever they are. So whether your goal is to save $100 a year or whether it's to save a ton of money, you know, it doesn't matter. Or go on a really great trip, or, you know, everyone has different goals financially. And don't get down on yourself that you're not at this level when maybe you're 17 and in high school. You know, like, it's okay. Girl, have you watched, like, my financial story video? Because it's a hot mess. Like, I have not always been good with money. And I think that's a lot of, like, preconceived notions that, like, oh, you know, you're qualified to talk about this because you're good with money. I'm like, yeah, but when I wasn't, I was clearly not on the internet, because I don't know if the internet existed then. But I was pre-internet when I was, like, in my early 20s. But I mean, I was so horrible with money. I had so many credit cards out there. And if some of your viewers have not watched that, I mean, I filed for bankruptcy. Like, there was some really horrible things that I inflicted on myself. But I think because I came out of it a better person and I really learned so much about money in the process that I was like, never again. And I actually didn't find, like, the Dave Ramsey program, which I'm currently on, until about, like, 3 years ago or so. It was, like, right as I was kind of starting my channel. It was, like, 3 or 4 years ago. So I made a conscious choice to never be there again when, you know, I was just making horrible financial decisions with money. I was going out every weekend. I was partying. I was, like, just, you know, every time there was a new weekend, it was like, oh, time to go buy a new outfit at the mall. Like, I didn't have anything to show for it. It wasn't like I was buying, like, extravagant things. It was just, like, those little things, those coffees, those going out to eat, that, you know, saying yes to everything, going to every single concert, doing those things. It's like, I have nothing to show for any of this money and it's all gone and my credit cards are maxed out. Like, what is my problem? You know, it's like you're feeding this necessity to, like, try to feel good and try to, like, keep up with the Joneses. Like, what's that quote? Like, we're all spending money we don't have to impress people we don't like or whatever. Like, it's so true. Like, no one cares if you got your wallet. Like, I've got my wallet sitting over here that I just got. I'm so excited about $16.99, y'all. But I'm not going to hate on anybody. Like, my other wallet that I had before was, like, a Michael Kors, and it was, like, I don't know, like, $100 and something. Doesn't mean I don't like that wallet anymore. It's just, like, I've moved on and that's okay. But I like just the design of this wallet and that's all right with me. But, like, no one cares if you spent $17 on your wallet or $1,700 on your wallet.
It's time for a mini game called List It. You will be given 20 seconds to list as many items as possible within a certain category.
Oh, no.
It's okay. Good. All right. So I'll hit the timer. Your category is a list of categories for budgeting categories. Ready, set, go.
A calculator, money, cash, cash envelopes, your budgeting planner, probably a pen, your wallet, a plan. You need a plan.
5 seconds.
Online app. Like an online app. I would use an online app if I were married.
Oh, very good. You took it in a whole new direction.
I just thought, like, this is what I use, like, in budgeting world. No,
like, budgeting categories, like home, food, health.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my God.
No, don't be
I'm such a dog.
No, again. I was like, calculator? You budget for calculators? Like, how many are you buying?
Like, no, I'm thinking like budgeting, like the category was a budgeting, but all the things for budgeting. Oh gosh, it's hilarious.
Money. I was like, well, that's a good category. I need to budget for
the budget. If you have $5, you're still gonna budget your $5, so you're good.
Absolutely. Oh, thanks for playing List It. I love your perspective, your take.
Yay. I gotta make it my own, you know. I gotta make it my own.
That's right, exactly. I think you've said in the past something like that you limit your subscriptions or influencers in your life for what things that they are doing or getting or showing or just, you know, whatever they're putting out on YouTube to sort of prevent. I don't know. Will you expand on that? Does that resonate with you or do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're referencing to like me not following a lot of planner people on the internet.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so I was talking, I don't even remember like what platform I was talking about this on, maybe some sort of video, but I don't like to follow, I do follow like maybe less than 10 planner, like exclusive planner people on the internet. And when I mean the internet, I mean like YouTube. I clearly follow a lot of people on like Instagram and things like that. And I'm a part of a few different, only a couple of different Facebook groups and that's it. I used to be a part of a ton of them and I just really dialed it back. But one of the reasons that I do that is because I want my content to be fresh. And now that I say that, I actually last week posted a video emulating someone else. But the other thing is really giving credit where credit is due. There is a new Minnesota planner person that I think you've seen as well. Ryan, yeah. So he had this great idea for a recipe tracker. And I'm like so stuck in a rut with like food. I just like eat the same thing like all the time. And it's like Doyle's like, oh, it's Tuesday. Must be taco day. You know, like whatever. So he had this great idea and I saw his, you know, post online and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to do that too. But, you know, clearly you'd like want to make it your own, but there's so much emulation online. And I think so much gets lost too, where people don't get credit that really deserve the credit.
Speaking of credit, did we mention his site? I can't remember.
Yeah, it's called A Man With The Plans, and he's on YouTube, and he just created an Instagram account, and I think he's on Facebook, too, at A Man With The Plans. So go check him out. I think he's having, right now, as we're filming this, I think he's having a 500 subscriber giveaway.
Okay, so you emulated Ryan's style with your recipe tracker for baking and recipes. So there's a certain amount of influence that kind of sparks that creativity in you, but you found that maybe too broad of an influence kind of shakes you a little bit. Can you expand on that?
Yes. Like when you, I feel like we all just kind of regurgitate the same things, especially on Instagram is a huge thing. I mean, I take influence from people. However, I really like crediting people where credit is due. And if I do credit somebody that has social media links or whatever, like I will put them in my description box on my YouTube videos or tag them on Instagram. It's kind of the same thing with like using sticker shops and washi shops and planner shops and those types of things. It's like you want to credit them because those are the products that you're using. And if someone's interested in using those products, they want to know where they can get it. So I feel like when I watch too many YouTube videos, I just feel like even though like they're planting the seed in me kind of in a weird way where even if it's their idea, it's still in my brain. It's like that inception thing where it just regurgitates out later on. And it's like, where did I see this? And then it's like, if I post that video, it's like, I'll go back on someone's channel and be like, oh my gosh, I literally just filmed the same dang video as them. And I didn't even realize it. And I think I did that earlier in kind of my YouTube career. And I'm over that, or I'm trying to get over that. Or if I am doing something similar to somebody, I will credit them or being like, hey, like I was having a great conversation with these people. And I really feel like this is a really good topic to talk about and things like that. So yeah, but it's regurgitation of the same things over and over, because there is a lot of creativity in it, but it's like, we're talking about paper planners and stickers and washi and pens. I mean, if we're getting down to like the really nitty gritty about it, it's like, you can be creative to a certain point, but then you have to kind of like let your real creative juices come out too, and not be so standard sometimes, where, I don't know, my stuff is kind of standard, but I don't know. I like to figure out what works for my needs, and what works for my needs clearly isn't going to meet everybody else's needs out there. I mean, I've got a little less than 20,000 subscribers currently. And if they're all planner people, there's 20,000 different ways to plan. So it's one of those things where you got to just make it your own. And, you know, people will ask on the internet, like, oh, is it okay if I copy this idea? I'm like, absolutely. This is what it's here for. We're all here to share. But, you know, if you're on a platform and you say, hey, I got this idea for Favorite Daughter Emily, like, that would be great. Because if I got the idea from you and you had an online platform, I would say, hey, I got this from, you know, Planner Lifestyle Podcast. You know what I mean? Like, there's...
Right. Just common courtesy to any relationships that you have in your life. Like, even if you're on a council somewhere or a board or a, I don't know, community group of some kind, you're not going to, you know, talk about it with your friends. We got some ideas, and then go to that board meeting and be like, that was my idea. Like, you know, like that just speaks of just a boorish behavior.
And the internet is kind of that way, unfortunately, sometimes, where it's like, oh, we all want to be the first.
I suppose first one there gets viral. Like, you're the second person to, I don't know, like you said earlier, chop all their hair off, or the second person to do something phenomenal, the Bean Boozled Challenge, this is not going to get as much traction. So, yeah, I mean, I understand that. I'm a capitalist, so I believe in like supply and demand kind of thing. But I'm also a Christian, and I feel like integrity is really important to me. So I would definitely value both of those aspects, you know, like, so if you do get to be number two, but you did it the right way, like, that is more honoring of a lifestyle, I think.
100%. Yeah. Because you feel better about it at night, saying like, hey, if I did take inspiration from someone's idea, I did credit them, or I did list all those shops, or I did, you know, disclose that this was, you know, a product that was sent to me for free, or whatever it is. It's like, I feel better about that.
All right, Emily, could you tell us where you are filming in your YouTube videos?
Okay. So where I do my kind of standalone videos, which I like to call my hand videos, which you don't see my face in. It's like the plan with me is the budget videos. Anything I'm really doing like an aerial shot at, I'm at my kitchen table, and that's where I am right now today. It just works out really well. I have a white table. I have a nice white clean background. It tends to, like, the audio doesn't tend to be too bouncy. Sometimes it does, but very rarely it does. And sometimes I just have to like lay down some kitchen towels on my table to like kind of like absorb that sound. It's just something that I'm like more analytical about now, doing this for a while. Like, when I first started uploading videos 4 years ago, I mean, it looks like I filmed on a potato. Like, it just looks horrible. But I mean, they're funny to see.
I went back for research before you were coming on with me.
I feel sorry for you.
No, it was great. It was like, oh, I don't know. You just see you, like, now knowing where you are. It's just sweet. You just want to whisper, it'll all work out. Just keep going, you know?
Currently, unfortunately, I have all of my Favorite Daughter shop stuff in my kitchen, which is like the worst. But this fall will be converting my guest room into an office. So the bed is getting out of there, and then I'm actually going to be like getting a bunch of furniture. Clearly, I will be showing that on the internet, because, you know, it's a video idea and I need to put it on the internet.
Oh, I'm so excited, Emily. Yes. You're going to make it look so good.
I'm so excited. I'm actually going this weekend to get a couple of pieces just to start, and then maybe next month go get some more, because, you know, budget. You gotta stay on a budget, guys. Even if it's a business budget, you gotta stay on a budget.
Well, I think that's so wise to key in on, like, thinking, oh, when I first looked back, you're teasing yourself that it may have looked like you're filmed on a potato. And now you get to go pick out furniture for an entire room, which will now be called a studio.
Right.
And that was an arc for you. You know, you don't just snap your fingers.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, and then where I do like my face videos, as I like to call them, I've got three different types of videos: face videos, hand videos, and then vlogs. So the face videos, currently I've been doing them in my living room just because I have kind of a nicer setup that's kind of like this wall that you can see Doyle running up and down the stairs once in a while in the videos. But it's just like a nice blank wall. And like, I have this really big picture window that's right in front of me. So it just makes lighting easier. Something I actually don't do that a lot of YouTubers do is I don't use any artificial lighting anymore. I used to a long time ago. I just haven't found anything that I absolutely love, but natural light is my jam. I think it looks so nice. And there's so many things. I only edit in iMovie. So I feel like with the white balance feature in there, you can really lighten things up if things do get a little bit dark and things like that. So you don't have to spend a lot of money to do this. I mean, I basically have two tripods, one for my face videos, one for my hand videos, and one camera and a computer. Like, that's basically my basic stuff that I use. I said basic a whole lot.
And you're
lot.
So
wow,
not basic,
sorry.
Emily. So not basic. You're always extra.
Oh, I'm a little extra. But all my vlogs and stuff, I film on the same camera that I use for everything else. And the vlogs, I really do anywhere. I do have some like privacy issues that clearly I won't show like the outside of my house or my neighborhood or like things like that. I get questions a lot of like, why don't you take us on a walk with Doyle? I'm like, well, first of all, no, because he's old and only walks so far. And it's not like I'm going on like a 4-mile hike where I can show something different that's not in my area. So
I know I laughed at last winter. You like opened up your door and it was a snowdrift or something.
Uh-huh. Oh my
gosh.
And
Doyle's like, no.
You're like, I'm going to pass and I'm just going to go like pee on the carpet. I'll see you later.
He's like, I'm not doing this. Too much snow.
Yeah, he's like, no, thank you. But yeah, I'll try to show those types of things, but I'll like really angle the camera down so you don't see my neighbors. Like, they have privacy too. So like, it's a whole thing. But people don't think about that.
Right. Well, yeah, you deserve your privacy. Have you ever run into an awkward or weird situation while you're doing a vlog in public? Like, I know you do many of them from your car. Do you ever even just get like glanced at, like, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, like all the time. So, yeah, but I don't care if I'm in my car because I'm just like, just keep walking. It's fine. I'm sure you do weirder things in your car than I'm doing right now. Okay. Let's get real, y'all. But, you know, I choose not to do it a lot in public. I mean, I will. It's easier when you're with somebody because it just looks like you're on Snapchat or something with not a phone, but like with this other weird contraption black box thing. So easier when you're with somebody. I'm not with people a lot in my vlogs because of their own privacy. And I don't ever want to feel like I'm pushing to have like my mom in a vlog or my brother or a friend or even the strangers around me that they feel like their privacy was invaded. So a lot of times, like say if I'm at the grocery store, I won't necessarily film in the grocery store, but I might tip the camera down and show them like my cart. And then I'll talk in like while the cart is being filmed because you're not seeing anybody else's face or anything like that. So there's no privacy issues. And I think a lot of people on the internet don't think about those things where it's like, you know, my brother has a very private job, but he's still okay being online once in a while. But there are things that he's like, don't show that. So, you know, he like clearly doesn't want to get like in trouble and stuff like that. So it's just something that you have to be mindful of and be respectful of and things like that, especially when it has to come to like employment. Like my parents are retired, so they don't really have problems with that kind of stuff, but other people do. So it's like, you know, you just got to be sensitive to stuff. And also not every time someone comes over, I don't vlog. So.
Right. So they're like, oh, you just want to be friends with me for content. Like, like, do you have any issues we could pick at while you're here?
Basically, like, gotta get those views, girl. Like, come on over. Yeah, like, can we talk about your marital problems and like the past and like all these issues? Like, no, you don't do that. Like, you don't do that on the internet. I mean, some people do, and that's just not my style. And
show.
Yeah, that is a whole different show. And I've made a conscious choice to not be super negative on the internet. There's enough of that going around. So if you want to find it, you just use the Google machine. You'll find it.
How do you balance sort of being that like on persona? You know what I mean? Like, do you have to amp that up sometimes?
Exactly,
you have to
fake
it sometimes? Like,
yeah, absolutely. No, but I think in life you have to do that too. I mean, even if you're working like a 9-to-5 job somewhere and you're just having a really crummy day, I definitely feel that way sometimes where it's like, oh, I just need to produce content. And I definitely felt that way like this past year. I took a major break from YouTube. And I mean, if you look back into like January, I think I might have posted once or twice, like that was it. I was going through a big creative rut and I just was so uninspired by everything. I was in a new workplace, a new work environment. I was still trying to learn my job and it was a frustrating experience for me due to the lack of, and I don't want to throw this company under the bus and I will never say where I worked, but there was no structure. There was no, how am I going to say this in a nice way? There was no instruction manuals. There wasn't people to help teach and guide me. And it was so incredibly difficult for my brain to wrap around that, to just be like, oh, just figure it out. It's like, well, wait, what? You don't just figure things out and just get a paycheck. There's training and there's things like that. So,
well, especially when you're trying to meet someone else's expectations, it's one thing, like I'm starting a podcast. I just have to figure that out. I don't have a manager here doing that.
So now like you're your own boss,
right?
And you can navigate that in a way that's comfortable for you. Mm-hmm. Are you going to pump out content every weekend? Or are you going to pump out content once a day? I mean, you get to decide that. But it was very challenging for me going from a job I had been at for a year to a brand new job. And I knew the industry quite well, but it was just like learning their systems and just like personality things. And there was so much to navigate. And by the time I got home from work, I was just wiped out. I was just so over everything. And it was just really hard to like take a step back and be on. And I just couldn't do it. So, I mean, I was still active on like social media, but I just wasn't active on my channel. And I just encouraged everybody. I'm like, if you want to see what's really going on in my life, like, let me know. My grandmother's health was also like not good. She's fine now, but she was having some real issues. And it's my mom's mom. So a lot of people know my mom. Mm-hmm. And my parents live in Florida full time and then they're here part time in the summer. They're actually here right now until the very end of September. So I was kind of the liaison between my mom, which is basically the executor of the whole situation, and my grandmother that was in and out of the hospital and needing tons and tons of care. And that's draining in itself to like see somebody that might be dying soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thankfully she's recovered and she's better, but you know, at the age that they're like her and my grandfather are in, it's like any one little thing will do them in. And it's just like that mortality. It's like, it just drains you. So, Yeah, you do feel the pressure to be on. You never know who's watching either. So when I go to like planner events, like Go Wild was huge this year. It's the first time I ever went. So I had a great time. But I mean, you definitely go back to the hotel and you're like drained. You know, it's like all these people wanted to come and say hi, get a selfie. And I loved meeting every single person. But you just don't know who's watching you and who's judging you, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. And not that I really want to care too much about what people think, but we all do care what people think. So yeah. And there are some videos that I've filmed that I just didn't put up because I was just like in a really weird, had a bad attitude, I guess I should say. And I was just going through the motions and it just didn't seem fun. And I've had a couple of those videos out there where it's just like, it's like a face video. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to be real with you guys. Like, there's no content. Like, this is over for a while. Like, I just need to be real and just like communicate with your audience. And most people are pretty understanding. And I'm always like, hey, if you want to unsubscribe, like, go ahead. But I'm just letting you know like where I'm at. And I think people resonate with that too, to just be like, wow, you pump out like 3 videos a week. Like, how do you do this? It's like, that's crazy. And then you have a full-time job and then you're doing all this other stuff. It's like, yeah, like I basically have no life. Like, I work for a living. Like, I work all the time.
When you're a self-employed too, right? So that isolation comes up, that there's not quite that bouncing of ideas off of anyone, or, you know, only Doyle can only
I
do
know,
so much.
I know. He's
so
very unhelpful sometimes. So like currently, and I used to be, if some of your viewers have been with my channel for a while, I used to post every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And if you watch some of my really old content, I will say that over and over in the video, saying like, oh, I posted this time, like, feel free to subscribe if you want to like check me out or whatever. I don't have any specific schedule anymore, and I don't think I'll ever go back to a schedule anymore. I feel like if you want to watch, you will watch. And if you don't, that's okay too. But I feel like I've tried to kind of like over the years emulate myself from other successful YouTubers as to, yeah, they have kind of a set schedule. Maybe they post once a week or twice a week or daily or whatever it is, but their viewers definitely give them grace when things come up, or maybe they're not online because they're going through some issues or whatever. It's when you totally ghost and you don't say anything about anything, that's when you get the viewers that are very upset, and sometimes you can't come back from that, you know, like when you lose someone's trust. I mean, that's like with any personal relationship too, not just like internet relationships, but just to keep me on track, I like to, so like I did some pre-planning for the rest of this year. So what I'll do is I'll put in like the days I want to post like plan with me videos and budgets. Those are like my main things that will basically be constant. I'm trying to get better at the plan with me's, and I actually just posted and talked about why I haven't been posting plan with me's in the week that we're actually speaking today. And basically what it boiled down to was safety. And I had had some instances where I had gotten some messages saying like, oh, you're going to be at Mall of America on this day. Well, I'm going to be there too, because I want to meet you. And it's, I know that it's probably from a good place and not a creepy place, because that's what I want to choose to think. But to kind of avoid those things, to maybe show you after the fact what I did, and then also kind of share what I'm doing and like how I'm not necessarily creating content, but kind of like how I fill my day. Because I start my week next week, and I've got like literally 3 things that I have to do. And like one of them is change a light bulb. Like, it's pretty freaking boring. So yeah, but I just try to like stay motivated and try to engage with my viewers. And that kind of helps me stay motivated too, as to like sometimes when they're like, hey, are you ever going to post about this thing that you posted online last week? And I'm like, oh gosh, I got to get that video up. Or, you know, like, oh yeah, it's on schedule for next Tuesday or whatever. So I pre-film a lot, and just, you know, staying motivated with that schedule. It really, the viewer interaction is the thing that keeps me coming back more times than not, if that makes any sense. But it's difficult sometimes to carve out your day though, to be like, oh, I'm just not feeling it today. Or you just, you know, you have a migraine, or you just feel horrible, or you've just got so many errands to run, and sometimes YouTube stuff doesn't happen for 2 days, and that's just what life is. And even though I'm posting content, I'm not actually doing anything because I already pre-filmed that 3 weeks ago. So, but you wouldn't know.
And that's where I'm going to stop it for today, guys. Tune in next Friday for Planner Lifestyle Podcast, Favorite Daughter Emily Continued. I promise we'll get more into her planning style, her affiliations with Erin Condren and Amazon, and how she makes money from YouTube more in depth. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time. Or I guess you'll hear me next time. See you on Instagram. Don't forget to use the promo code PLANPOD10 for $10 off your first order on shipped.com. That's PLANPOD10. PLANPOD10 for shipped.com. Sure, let's do that. first. Backwards. I don't know.
Might look like I'm like whispering in the corner.
I'm Emily.
I'm an online content creator. Help me. I'm stuck in your computer.
Your AI at this point.
I am Emily. Let's get real here.
You're a professional YouTuber. I won't hold it against you. We won't start like a ski snowboarder, like YouTuber podcaster, yes, like vibe from the late 90s. Like, we're friends. We can do it. Totally. You can use your lingo. I'll use mine. Whatever.
Right. Okay. Ooh, we'll start again. And, you know, I'll find another home for them. It just won't be with me. Oh, I'm so sorry.
What?
Oh, you didn't hear that.
No,
oh, thank God.
I heard was, I'm so sorry. Did you fart?
My...
No. Oh.